Why do 70% of the American public think we're headed in just a horrible direction, in your view?
Well, look, a big part of that is unemployment has dropped primarily because more and more people keep dropping out of the labor market. I think the far more relevant measure is labor force participation. And we have the lowest labor force participation today since 1978. 92 million Americans, nearly 93 million Americans, aren't working. Number two, median incomes. Median incomes have stagnated, have gone down. They're at the level of 1995 is where we are right now for median incomes. We've seen 3.7 million women enter poverty in the last 6 years. A lot of people are hurting, and they're hurting because, you're right, here on Wall Street, things are booming. But for working men and women, life has gotten harder and harder and harder. And what we're doing under the Obama economy isn't working. That's why people are so dismayed.
People can feel that it's not as flush as the numbers would indicate right now.
Look, there's a lot of paper wealth. The stock market is going up. The Fed has been goosing the economy, and that helps those who are invested in the market. But it's not helping your working Joe, who is having a harder and harder time making ends meet.
What's your prediction for Tuesday when it's all said and done?
You know, I am very optimistic. I think on Tuesday, Republicans are going to retake the Senate. We're going to retire Harry Reid. We need 6 seats to do that. There are as many as 10, 12 seats that are competitive, that are within a couple of points. Now, what makes it hard to predict is 6 or 7 of them are within a couple of points. If they all break right, we could win 10 or 11 seats. If they all break wrong, I mean, there's still a chance the Democrats hold on if every one of the close seats breaks the wrong way. And so at this point, it's all a turnout game. You know, the last 6 weeks, I have been on the road almost nonstop, crisscrossing the country, just trying to turn voters out. Because if we turn conservatives out, if we turn people out who are convinced we're on the wrong track right now, then we're going to have a big election day and we're going to retire.
Is the Republican Party going to keep social issues or bedroom issues out of the election from here on out?
Well, look, you're right that the Tea Party's focus is almost exclusively fiscal and economic. In fact, T stands for taxed enough already.
Right.
And you know, if you go to any Tea Party rally, you see people who are focused on free market principles and the Constitution. And that is the existential threat facing this country. Now, listen, there are a great many social conservatives are concerned about directions in this country, and I think they have a legitimate part of this debate. But I'll tell you what, with the threat that is bankrupting our kids and grandkids is the out-of-control debt, is the size, power, and spending of the federal government, and is the intrusions of the federal government on our constitutional liberties. And those are issues that bring people together across parties, across income lines, across racial lines, across ages. People want to protect our constitutional liberty.
Although, Senator, you yourself have talked about introducing anti-gay marriage legislation and trying to protect the rights of the states, you've said. But at the same time, you've also said that what the Supreme Court did by not ruling to on the states who have allowed gay marriage, that was tragic and indefensible.
You are exactly right. Look, I believe in the Constitution. I think we need to follow the Constitution. What the Supreme Court did, effectively striking down the laws of 30 states, was wrong, and it was judicial activism.
But if a state chooses to allow people of the same sex to marry, shouldn't they be allowed to do that?
Yes. No. I agree. And perhaps you are not understanding my position. Yeah. Marriage is a question for the states. We have a federalist system. Marriage has been a question for the states since the beginning of this country.
Well, what's your position if you were running a specific state, though? That's the issue.
Actually, Andrew, with all respect, it's not the issue. The issue is, constitutionally, should the federal government or federal courts impose their policy views in the place of the policy views of citizens of states? Look, we've got 50 states. The citizens of New York decide they want gay marriage. They have the constitutional authority to make that decision. And if the citizens of Texas or South Carolina or Florida decide they want to maintain traditional marriage between one man and one woman, they have that constitutional authority. You know, Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis referred to laboratories of democracy. You've got 50 states where we can have, in each state, the laws reflect the values and mores of the citizens of those
states.
Listen, I think the central question for 2016 is, how do we win? Because there is an urgency. The stakes have never been higher. And I think 8 more years down this road, we risk doing irreparable damage to the greatest nation in the history of the world. The only way for Republicans to win, I believe, is to run a candidate who runs as a strong conservative with a positive, optimistic, hopeful message.
Okay, so is Jeb Bush too far left?
You know, look, I am going to. Jeb has not declared his candidacy. I like Jeb. I'm a fan of Jeb Bush's. I'm going to let him decide if he's running first and let the primary voters make a decision. But I will say this. We need to learn from history. We need to look to history and what works and what doesn't. And the one thing is clear is that if Republicans run another candidate in the mold of a Bob Dole, or a John McCain, or a Mitt Romney. And let me be clear, all three of those are good, honorable men. They're decent men. They're patriots. But if we run another candidate in the mold of a Bob Dole, or a John McCain, or Mitt Romney, we will end up with the same result, which is millions of people will stay home on Election Day, which is what happened for all three of them. And if we run another candidate like that, Hillary Clinton will be the next president.